Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films are... not. We're going to talk about the Oscars 2022. Hi, David.
Hi, Jill. How you doing this week?
Oh, I'm very excited. I have to get my nails done. Ah. I must prepare.
Will you be watching the Academy Awards from the comfort of your living room or anything like that?
Are they going to coincide with the basketball?
To see. Well, this is the kind of problem, among many others, that the Academy Awards have been running into lately, as we know. First of all, I have to start out with my ritual denunciation of the Oscars. I really don't like the idea of making any kind of culture, even popular culture, into a contest. And the Oscars are just so silly. Everybody knows that they're really just a Hollywood popularity contest, and they really don't reflect the quality of the individual movies that get nominated in various categories. They reflect what other people in the industry think about the movies that get nominated. And that's all very nice, but I mean, I'm not a member of the industry. I'm a very close observer of the industry, and I'm interested in what they consider good, but I don't think that that ought to be what then goes out into the whole world as these are simply the best things. Moreover, many, many years ago, I'm going to drop a name or two today. Many years ago, I had was having lunch, doing an interview over lunch with the great actor Burgess Meredith, when somebody brought over a phone. This is the days when they had to bring you over a phone in the restaurant because a call had come in for him. And the call, while I was sitting there, he got the call saying that he had been nominated for an Academy Award for the movie Rocky. And he was very excited, and he got the, ended the call. And then he said to me, I think they should just leave it at that. There's five people nominated, and isn't that narrowing it down enough? Why out of the bunch of us just choose one? And I mean, that at least would be some sort of a compromise and make the thing a bit less arbitrary. I've just never liked the idea of contests in the world of culture. And again, narrowing everything down to a few nominees and then to a single winner just seems silly to me. It's all apples and oranges comparisons. And on top of that, everybody seems to agree with me because the ratings for the Academy Awards have been going down and down and down. And last year, there were about 10.5, a little less than 10.5 million viewers who tuned in to the Oscars. And that's the worst ever. Now, of course, that was during the height of the COVID pandemic. Okay. But then again, wouldn't you think that people would have more time to sit around and watch things like the Oscars? So I think that there were a lot of movies that people had not gone out to see in the movie theaters, but a whole lot of movies were streaming, instead of playing in movie theaters, which made them even more accessible to so many people. So the point I'm making is the Oscars, I think, have been declining, and not just because of the pandemic. I think people are just less interested than ever, and I think it's very understandable why. Also, the ceremony has been so notoriously boring for so many years. It goes on and on and on and on. Now, this year, of course, they've made some changes meant to revivify the thing, to boost it, to get the juices flowing again. So one of the things that they have done is to take some of the technical categories, and they're going to be announcing those before the actual telecast, and they won't be included in the actual telecast. Now, that reminds me of an interview that I did decades ago with the great actor Gregory Peck, one year when he was sort of the honorary person in charge of the show. And he said, when we talked about this, some people complain that things like film film editing and documentary short subject and things like that shouldn't be a part of the telecast because the telecast goes on for such long. But these are important. They're really important to our industry. And to not include them in the telecast would be saying that, for example, the makeup people or the production design people are less important than the others. And they're all important. Everybody in the industry is important to creating the films that we create and that we send out into the world. So they have to be part of the telecast. Well, that was Gregory Peck, and he has not been with us for quite a few years now. And anyway, the conventional wisdom now is, okay, we're going to remove these things from the telecast, and we're going to give them out in a little ceremony before the telecast, and then it will be quickly edited in some shortened version and shown in during the live show. So, okay, they tried that about 3 years ago, and then they immediately gave up the idea because the industry was so upset. Well, I don't care if the industry is upset, but the point is that at least the ceremony will be shorter this year. But again, it's like dissing some extremely important categories like original music score and film editing and production design. These are crucial categories. They're creative categories. So it really is very, very surprising that these things are not going to be part, or at least not a full part, of the official ceremony. And then they also have these now categories voted by fans. And that's all very nice, and that's supposed to make it more popular. But I mean, again, movie fans are not necessarily more accurate than the industry itself when it comes to just turning the whole thing into a contest. So, hey, again, I don't much like the Oscars. I don't much approve of the Oscars. But who listens to me? Well, you listen to me, Jill, and I'm very grateful for that. And I guess our radio audience listens to me. But anyway, folks, at least view the Oscars with some skepticism. They are not necessarily telling us who are the or what are the very best movies and who are the very best creators of the year. They're just a popularity contest. All of that said, let's have a look at the few of the categories this year and what's been nominated and whatnot. Okay, Best Picture. It really does appear that The Power of the Dog might very well turn out to be the winner of this. That, of course, is the movie by Jane Campion, starring, in I think a wonderfully creative move, Benedict Cumberbatch as a rootin' tootin' cowboy. That's not exactly describing the movie, but it's something along those lines. And I think that would be a perfectly respectable winner. It's a very interesting movie. It's a very offbeat movie, and I'm always in favor of the offbeat, and I think it would be just fine if that won. Actually, a couple of movies that I really would favor and that I would give the Academy Awards to if I were voting for Best, or excuse me, if I were designating Best Picture and had a magic wand to wave, one movie I would nominate would be Tick, Tick, Boom, which is a wonderful little movie about the creation of a great Broadway show by an unbelievably talented young man. And it's all based on reality, and it stars Andrew Garfield in a sensational performance. He is absolutely amazing in that movie. Absolutely marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. But of course, he is nominated for Best Actor, and I certainly favor him over any of the others. He's sensational. But I would give the Best Picture Award to Tick, Tick, Boom. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie that's delightful in every possible way. And I enjoyed it even more than I enjoyed The Power of the Dog. Also, a movie which I think is a bit of a long shot to actually win the Academy Award for Best Picture is Don't Look Up. Now, a lot of people don't like it. Its politics rubs some people the wrong way. But I think it's a really amusing and funny movie. It should not be 2.25 hours long, but it's a really good movie with a sensational cast, including the sensational, unbelievably talented Mark Rylance, who has announced that he's not even going to look at the going to go to the ceremony this year because the whole thing is so boring. So it just sort of goes to show you. And he, by the way, is not nominated for Best Actor, although I certainly absolutely and totally think that he should be. He's not even nominated for Best Supporting Actor, which is really what his performance is. But anyway, I would give the award right now to either Tick, Tick, Boom or Don't Look Up, and I would give Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor to Mark Rylance. And anyway, that's what I would do. But no, apparently The Power of the Dog has a really strong chance of winning. Strangely, to my way of thinking, two movies I didn't like all that much are Dune and Licorice Pizza, and they are very much in the running for this award. Dune, I just thought, was perfectly good, but no real improvement over the old David Lynch movie from years ago. And Licorice Pizza just rubbed me the wrong way. I just don't think it's all that good a movie, and I think the cult of Paul Thomas Anderson is driving its popularity to the extent that it has popularity. more than anything else, and I'm just not all for it. I also think it's interesting that Steven Spielberg's musical West Side Story has been nominated. It's a movie that did notoriously badly at the box office. Okay, I'm glad to see a movie that wasn't all that popular pick up something, but I think it's mainly just that Steven Spielberg is such an unbelievably important part of the industry, not just a member of the industry, but a whole component of the industry, and I think that's why that movie is nominated. So again, there's all kinds of problems built in here. One movie, which I think is a good movie, not a great movie, not a masterpiece, but it would be lovely to see it win, is CODA, because that, of course, stands for Child of Deaf Adults, and it's about, you know, growing up handicapped in a difficult world, and it's also a very charming and upbeat movie, and I think that it would be very nice if that won. But again, I personally would give it to either Tick, Tick, Boom or The Power of the Dog. The former, Tick, Tick, Boom, has no chance of winning. The Power of the Dog just might, and that would be okay with me. But, I mean, again, you know, why choose that movie over others that are so drastically different from it? As for Best Director, okay, I would be perfectly happy if that went to Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog. That would be really, really good. She's an incredibly gifted director. It's quite a while now since she has given us a movie. She is a woman in an industry that still remains overwhelmingly dominated by men. I think it would be just fine if she won for The Power of the Dog. Even though that's not my absolute favorite for Best Picture, it would be fine for me if she won for that. It's interesting that Ryosuke Hamaguchi is nominated for directing the movie Drive My Car. Now, this is the sort of film which is never going to be nominated for Best Picture. It's a long, slow, challenging art film. It is not a Saturday night entertainment film. It's a movie you have to sit and be absorbed by and read the subtitles if you don't speak Japanese and all of that. So I think it's wonderful that he's nominated for Best Director. But then in that case, why isn't the movie nominated for Best Picture? Again, these sorts of anomalies go. But again, I'll be happy if Jane Campion wins for Best Director. Let's turn for just a moment to Best Actress. And here we have some pretty good nominees. Personally, I would give it to Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter or to Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers, another case where we have a foreign art film in the mix, and I'm very, very pleased about that. But, you know, I thought Lady Gaga was really good in House of Gucci. Nicole Kidman was not a standout in Being the Ricardos, where she played Lucille Ball, but Nicole Kidman is just such a terrific actor. You know, I'd be happy if she won. I think Jessica Chastain in The Eyes of Tammy Faye, it's just fine. She's just fine, but it's not a standout thing. So again, I would give it to either Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter or Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers. And I may be favoring Olivia Colman in this because right now I'm watching her in the terrific little miniseries Landscapers, where she is really, really, really good. So maybe I'm now have her very much in mind. But I think she'd be a wonderful winner for The Lost Daughter. She's a really, really terrific actor, and I'm just all in favor of her. As for Best Actor, Best Male Actor, again, I would give it to Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. It is a sensational and versatile and just eye-catching and ear-catching performance, and I loved it. But he apparently is just favored just about as low as anybody. He's just probably really not going to win. I think Benedict Cumberbatch shows a real other side to his talent in The Power of the Dog. I'd be happy if he won. I really respect the movie, and I like the movie Don't Look Up, and I'd be happy if it won Best Picture. But, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, it's not a distinguished performance by him. It's more of a sort of a casual throwaway performance, and I don't think it deserves to win. Will Smith is just fine in King Richard, but again, it's not a distinguished movie. It's a very nice movie, and it shows the Academy's straining so hard to be more diverse, which it desperately needs to be racially and ethnically. But I don't think Will Smith quite gives that sort of a performance. If it came to that, I would rather give it to, if we're going to give it to a black actor, give it to Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth. Again, it's not a distinguished performance, but, you know, at least, again, it's a real art film in its way. And he has an interesting take on the character of Macbeth, playing him in sort of a world-weary way. But personally, again, I would give it directly to Andrew Garfield, who is so terrific in Tick, Tick, Boom. It's just wonderful. So my quick picks for Best Supporting Actress, I guess I would probably give it to Ruth Negga for Passing. It's a wonderful movie, and she is wonderful in it. And for Supporting Actor, I think I would probably give it to Cody Smith-McPhee in The Power of the Dog. It's an interesting performance in it of an interesting character in an interesting movie. Then again, giving it to Troy Kotsur for Cody Coda would also be quite a nice move, and I do think Coda should be recognized. It's a really, really, really just a very nice and upbeat movie. It would be nice to see it recognized in some category, even if not in the Best Picture category. So again, those are just my picks for some of the top things. As for predicting who will win, in bygone years, I sometimes have really done a pretty good job of that. This year, it's very hard for me to tell. They, of course, expanded the categories. It's not the five in each category that it used to be. Some of them have more nominees than that, and so the whole thing gets more jumbled. Again, to me, the absolute fundamental deep-down problem with the Oscars, two things. First, it turns culture, even pop culture, into a contest, which is not such a good idea. And secondly, it's just comparing apples and oranges, and in fact, it's comparing prunes and asparagus, things that are very, very unlike each other. How can you choose which is the best of all of these? Choose a few, leave it just in the category of nominees, and that ought to be enough. And even that, I think, is too much. Better we should all go to the movies we like, talk about them with our friends, and let that determine what are the best movies of the year for each of us. So that is my somewhat cantankerous story this week, Jill.
For which we thank you ever and always. My favorite thing to say, David Sterrett, Films in Focus. It's the Oscars 2022.